Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real, people. Time to get real. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being part of the audience, and you know the rest. And thank you for telling your friends. I'm getting a lot of new listeners lately. And, you know, which really, if you've been in this business, with the business of, quite frankly, self-discovery, the business of looking in the mirror, the business of growing, the business of taking responsibility for what I put out into this world, taking responsibility and monitoring and being conscious of what kind of energy you and I, let me just talk about myself, I put into the world. It's my number one commitment. If I want this world to be different, if I want to change this world, if I want this world to be inspired and uplifted, guess what? I have to grow. I have to grow. I have to be more peaceful if I want more peace in the world. Whew. It's been a rough, the last 2-3 weeks, with the election. I know we are on the election. I got to keep talking about it only because people are still being affected by it. And let me just say this. The reason for your feelings, whether you feel balanced, whether you are happy about the election results or you're not, the reason for all of your feelings of fear or sadness or being upset about the results of the election or even being happy and ecstatic about the results has nothing to do with the election. Your feelings, your emotions, you can blame it on the election. You can blame it on anything external. But I'm here to tell you, like I've been telling you for 6 years, actually maybe not 6 years, but nothing that you're feeling has anything to do with anything outside of self. Now, what happens is there's an epidemic of blaming, definitely an epidemic of blaming what is going on. Parents talking to your children, maybe not returning your call, or you don't know where they are, you're worried, and now it's this election. It's huge because it's just a habit of blaming how you're feeling on outside sources. I know I said that 10 times, but it's really important to get. And these people that are out in the community, whether they be spiritual or not spiritual, it doesn't matter. You look out and the effect is blaming, pointing the fingers on outside things, and you can't, it's just not true. It's like saying the world is flat. Earth is flat. But the sickness, the cancer, if you will, permeating throughout the world, permeating throughout this country, is blaming outside forces for how you're feeling. It's time to take responsibility, people. No matter what the results are, it's not the reason why you're feeling afraid. It's not the reason why you're feeling disturbed, unbalanced, fearful, happy, excited. But you can say it is. But the truth is, whatever you're feeling inside reflects the outside. We can use it as an excuse or not. I read a quote on Twitter today, or a couple of days ago. It was really good. You know, we talk about thoughts and how powerful or not powerful your thoughts are. And I've come to the conclusion, who knows, it might change in 6 months, it might change in another month, but I've come to the conclusion for myself, I don't have any control over my thoughts. I mean, I remember saying, maybe I should meditate more. And no, I've got the same kind of negative thoughts input as everybody else. But what I don't do is give my thoughts any power. I read this quote, and it was the best quote about thoughts, and I want to share it with you. Oh, by the way, this is Reality Spirituality, and my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. You can call in and join the conversation live. The number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 to join in the conversation live. I don't get a lot of calls these days because I don't know why. Let me just be quiet. I don't know why, but I'm telling you, when you are confronted by the truth and this bright light, it's like looking into the sun. You can't look directly into the sun. Your eyes start to hurt. There's an effect, and that's the same way with the truth. And I'm talking about the truth of our existence, the truth of our lives, the purpose of our existence, and the purpose of this life. The truth and the truth is, My purpose here is to grow and expand and become more conscious. We are all conscious human beings, conscious. And to become more conscious, trust me, people, 10 years ago, don't tell anyone, 20 years ago, please don't tell anyone, I was a bitch on wheels. So angry, always ready to fight. I had an opinion about everything, and guess what? My opinions always were right. My perceptions were always right on. Of course, I even remember saying out loud that if more people were like me, the world would be a better place. That's right. I used to say that. I used to really believe that and think that. Now, I'm going to say that no. And my point is this. Part of growth, part of growing, is being willing to experience being uncomfortable. And when I say uncomfortable, I mean really uncomfortable. Uncomfortable for a period of time that I don't even know how long, because this growth thing comes in spurts and in stages. The universe works in ways that, quite frankly, I would change. I would change it up a little bit, because when you're growing, and when you're changing, and when you're really making the commitment to want, like, now you know that I'm a happiness specialist, self-proclaimed, and when you really are committed to wanting to feel better and feel different and feel more connected with your life and the purpose, when you really get to that, when you get to that point and that place, well, your only commitment is growth. Is being more aware, more conscious. And when you get to that point, I'm telling you, life is not this skip and oh, everything is so easy. But when you are really committed to growing and wanting to discover all of the secrets of this life, and all of the secrets of this life are found within. It's never about what has happened. It's never about results of any election. It's never about the health issues, the money issues, the relationship issues. It's never about that. We can say it is. We can point our finger at it. But I'm here to tell you that all of this unrest is within. Now, this election, I got to talk about it because it's still happening. People are still upset. People are still blaming it on why they're feeling the way they're feeling, whether they're feeling hopelessness or whether they're feeling hopeful. It doesn't matter what side you're on. Because in reality, it's not the real reason why you're feeling these feelings. And when you practice, and you commit to know that all of your work is internal. I'm sorry to yell at you, my dear audience. I just get so hyped, so passionate about this. When you realize that everything that is going on is internal, it's an inside job. That's when the work begins. But that's also where your freedom begins. Your freedom letting go, the ability to let go of the outside world. And when I'm talking about letting go, I'm talking about knowing where you're grounded. Knowing your foundation. Now, I'm navigating through this life. I remember one of my students said to me, he says, well, you can't walk around and be so oblivious, right? It's not about being oblivious, and it's not about doing something or not doing something. What it is about is knowing when and where you find your answers. And it's not outside. I can still go, write, speak, do whatever I'm here to do, but the outside results of an election or somebody or what somebody says to me or how somebody responds to me is totally my perception. And if I perceive that there's something wrong, guess what? I can change it to perceive that everything else is in order. See, your perception is what's causing the anger or the fear or the hopefulness. It's your perception. But your perception is not always reality. In fact, quite frankly, I could say that it's not reality, especially when it comes to something that's outside of your control. Something outside of your control and you have a perception about it and now that's the truth? Come on, people. Right after election, I was so frustrated. I was so frustrated because everyone's being exposed. See, I don't want to know who you are when the sun is shining. That's easy. I want to know how you respond when you're challenged, when it's raining. And see, when you're challenged, I'm talking about myself. When I'm challenged and it's raining, what do I do? Well, now that I proclaim myself as a happiness specialist, I'm stuck. There's no way out. I raised my hand and I told the universe, okay, I'll take that job. And taking that job, oh my goodness, taking that job. I have to say that of everything that has happened, I wouldn't have had it any other way. All the events that have gone on in the past, I wouldn't have changed not one thing. I used to want to have something changed. I used to want to say, oh, well, I would have changed this. I want that to be different. I would have want that to be different. But when I realized that there's a plan to this disorder, if you will, there's a plan. There's a destiny and a purpose to my life that the universe, quite frankly, has designed. It became easier to just let go and relax and breathe through it. if you have a voice and if you are speaking to people and if you are one of the people that are just affected, and I'm not talking about winning or losing, I'm talking about being affected over anything outside of self, then all that means is you got work to do in the mirror. It's time to go to work. It's time to go to the mirror. Whew. It's a difficult, challenging, uncomfortable place. And being uncomfortable is, what do I want to say? Being uncomfortable is part of the journey. I had a guest speaker in my happiness class this week, and he was talking about, because he's been in the presence of five presidents, you know, you name the person, he's dignitary protection. I probably talked about him on the show before, and so he was talking to my class. We had about 30, 40 people there. Maybe not 40. I really didn't count. But anyway, there were a lot of people, so I invited my happiness graduates from the last 2 years. And one of the things that he was saying is that he's been in the presence of a lot of very powerful and wealthy people. And you would think that if you could have everything and anything that you wanted, you would feel good about this life. You have everything. But in his travels, and he's been dignitary protection for almost 25 years, he says there's no difference from the very wealthy, from the very rich, from the very powerful, to the people on the street that are homeless. You find homeless, happy people, and you can find people that are miserable, that are very wealthy. So it's not about the things. It's not about the external. It's everything is internal. Let me share something that I read on Twitter. I really love this. I catch myself because I bounce from one topic to the other, and I was talking about thoughts. Okay, let me get back to that really quickly about these negative thoughts that keep coming. And I was saying that I never got into a place where I don't have these kind of thoughts, or thoughts that, gee, I wish I could have all more supportive thoughts and more inspiring thoughts and more motivational thoughts. That sure would be nice, as opposed to saying, boy, you didn't do anything but just sit on your ass and watch television and eat apple pie. That's my new thing, my audience. I have this new thing. I go to Sprouts every Saturday and I get an apple pie. It's cut with no sugar added. And boy, am I in heaven. Anyway, that's my thing now. But I digress. So the quote was this. Your thoughts are like listening to a CD. Just because the CD is playing, just because there's music on, doesn't mean that there's a live band playing. Get it? Don't you love that? Your thoughts are like a CD. Just because there's music playing doesn't mean it's a live band. So the thoughts that are in the head, these thoughts that come in and out, number one, no identity, no identifying with these thoughts. These thoughts are just in the air, and when you identify with them, because I don't know about you, but my thoughts are, go, Rebecca, go, wow, you're wonderful. Mire more of the other nature, if you know what I'm saying. And sooner or later, I don't know if they'll always be like that, or if they're going to change, or if they're going to evolve into something else, but I definitely don't put any power or any focus on them. But the real challenge is accepting everything that is going on, accepting it all, including the results of this election, and knowing that everything is in order. Can you find peace? Can you be at peace with that? What are you contributing to this planet? Are you looking at other people and judging them by their decisions or by their behavior or by their words? You can, but you're not adding to, well, you are adding, you're adding, you're, but what I, well, let me, strike that. All I want to say is, know that your energy, whatever it is at any moment, is contributing to either the peace or the drama of the planet, whatever it is at any moment. The other topic I want to talk about, only because it's that time, is obligations, holiday obligations. This topic, obligations, has been, oh, and by the way, you can also call in and speak with me live. The number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. It's next week. And when I was younger, I mean, the holidays were so important to me because my mother, she made the holidays, my birthday, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, so special. It was an event. It was a routine and an event, something to look forward to, something to have high expectations about. And then when I got older and I got married, holidays started changing. I mean, just now you're married, now I was married, and now for a holiday, because I wasn't, you know, we have two sets of parents, my parents and his parents, and they live 30 minutes away from each other, and my parents, my mother wasn't going to go over to, well, I guess they were already invited, but always invited, but you know, families have their own families, and getting married, now the married people have to work that out. And I remember distinctly the Thanksgiving arguments, the Thanksgiving fights, the Thanksgiving battles that happened every year. I really couldn't understand because I wasn't raised that way. I couldn't understand with the obligation, you have to show up for a dinner or else mom was going to be disappointed, or else mom was going to have feelings hurt, or else mom was going to be sad, or whatever you want to name it. You people know what I'm talking about. Somebody, oh, they're going to be disappointed. And what happened was I started to resent and really resent and not look forward. Instead of looking forward to the holidays, it would piss me off because I had to go and visit, because it was what everybody did. And I dare not say, oh, I'm just not feeling like putting on any clothes and taking a shower. I just want to stay home and watch football. Is that okay? I couldn't do that unless I was in the hospital, unless I was just recovering from surgery. How about you, audience? Could you tell your mother or your, I always say mothers because I don't remember fathers doing this obligation turkey thing, but whatever, I'll say mothers and fathers, because there might be some fathers that really look forward to Thanksgiving and expect their children to be there too, not just the mothers. But that feeling got heavier and heavier And I just resented it and resented it. I just resented that I had to do, I had to be somewhere. I had to be here, and I had to be there at a certain time. I had to show up for dinner. Oh, if I showed up for dessert, it was just a total disrespect. It was so much. Then when I had my son, now, listen to me, I say my son. When I had our child, my son, then now it even gets more obligations. It wasn't until my son was in, yeah, I said it, my son. It wasn't until my son was in high school that he came to me and said, Mom, you know what? Holidays are overrated. And I've said it before on the show, but I really want to stress it this year. Holidays are overrated. And I say that because these burdens, these unnecessary burdens that are placed on us, that was placed, I have to say, it really wasn't, well, whatever, that was placed on us growing up, unnecessary burdens, unnecessary obligations. When you're with somebody or you have a relationship with somebody, now you have an obligation to A, B, C, D, E. Okay? Do things together, hang out together, talk to whatever it is. All obligations, especially an obligation placed on you from someone else, for somebody else is expecting you to behave in a certain way or to show up, are heavy, 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 unless you enjoy, I cannot wait to get to that Thanksgiving dinner. Woo, you look forward to it and you have a great time. But everybody is not like that, and I want to make myself clear. We're all so different. So there are people that the holidays, I think, you know, it's a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of feeling bad or a lot of feeling overwhelmed, and all of it's because of the unnecessary obligations that other people, including television, movies, including societal, family, at work. Oh, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Where are you going for Thanksgiving? Oh, you're going to see your son for Thanksgiving. Is he flying home for Thanksgiving? Well, you know, all of these things, it's a programming that's out there. It's a programming that doesn't allow for any freedom, any individual freedom. I mean, I don't know about you, but you put a date, okay, Thanksgiving, last Thursday of November, or a Thursday in November, Christmas, the 25th of December. Now, everybody on this day has to act the same way. Everybody on this day has to robotically, before, go to the store, buy things that I'm going to cook on Thanksgiving, go to, you know, robotic, doing the same things regardless of how you're feeling. Now, I'm not saying, what I'm trying to say is, if you are feeling inspired and if you feel like, yes, this is fulfilling to you and you're all in, yay. But if it is a burden and you're doing it because you don't want to disappoint somebody and you really don't feel like it, but you do it because you have to. Now, I'm not talking about visiting grandma who's 102 and she could be dead tomorrow. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the obligation that people put on each other. Come to this dinner, or you know, that kind of thing. It's you know what I'm talking about. This feeling of having to do something on a certain day. So speaking to, and one of the things that Sid talked about at the happiness class was his daughter Sydney. She's 17 years old. And she's feeling the pressure and the obligation, because she's a senior in high school now, not only of the holidays, because kids too, what are you doing for the holidays? What are you doing for Christmas? What do you get for Christmas? There's always this, I use the word robotic, and it really is, because everybody's saying the same things and everybody's doing the same things. Huh? So Sydney, who's 17 years old, great student, mostly A's, maybe B's, but just great student athlete. So she's getting a lot of recognition from different schools, and the counselors are saying, well, you got to pick your school, you got to do this. In other words, it's like a stress and an obligation that's put on you. But this particular, and by the way, Sydney is my goddaughter, and this particular 17-year-old, for some reason, is not feeling like going to college. Is not feeling like that's her next step. Is not feeling that she wants to go to a four-year. Top this 17-year-old girl, when she turned 16, didn't feel like driving, didn't want to learn how to drive. Now, listen, you know we're all different. We're as different as our fingerprints. But when I was 16, I couldn't wait to get behind a wheel. And quite frankly, lucky for everybody out there, but I was a maniac on the road. I would speed. I would race people. I would take my father's car. Did I say that out loud? Dad, I know you're listening, but don't listen to this one. I would take a key, and I would have a key made of my father's 1987 Cadillac. And as soon as he was at, because he had another car for work, and when he was at work, I took that Cadillac out. I can't believe I'm saying all this on the air, but anyway, who doesn't matter? I really don't care. You can't spank me now, Ralph Norrington. Back to the story. So this 17-year-old girl doesn't want feel like driving. Now, the mommy says, you got to drive. Get out there and drive. But because Sid is so connected, and he says, listen, if she is not inspired to drive, I'm not going to force her to drive. She's feeling herself. She's feeling feeling her way through life, not just being programmed like I was to, okay, now you get out of high school, now you have to go to school, now after you go to college, now after you go to college, now you have to do this, find a job. Now after you find a job, you have to get married. Now when you get married, you have to have children. Now that you have the children, you have to have another child. I mean, are you kidding me? You see the programming? And it's a struggle between what's a programmed life or what you think you need to do or should do as opposed to what's real, as opposed to following your inspiration. And one of the things Sydney, the 17-year-old, the last week when she was talking to her dad, says, you know what, Dad? I never liked celebrating my birthday. Now, when I heard that, because, I mean, I'm a real big birthday celebration person. Well, it's actually being stripped away from me. All the things that I thought were make me happy and smile and laugh and feel good, the universe is stripping it away. Because I used to think my birthday was really, really, really special, and if people didn't call me on my birthday, oh, my God. And now, because of volunteering for this happiness job, I've come to realize that, yes, okay, you can say it's a special day, but every day, the robotic way of living, just because everybody else is doing it, just because everybody else is talking about it, and everybody else is celebrating the same way, doesn't mean you have to, and doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you, and doesn't mean that it means that you're just unique. So Sydney said she doesn't really feel like doesn't celebrate her birthday on March the 9th, and she says, "What day are we celebrating Christmas this year, Dad?" And Sid said, "I don't know what day." And she said, "October 29th. "What day are you celebrating your birthday, Sydney?" "July 4th. "What day are you celebrating New Year's?" "March the 2nd. See, you can change anything that you want. You don't have to follow a program. If you choose not to. Programs, if you're conscious that, oh yes, this is a program, and I'm loving it, I'm having fun in the program, then that's totally different than being unconscious and just doing something just because everybody else is doing it or everybody else is celebrating it. It's a separate way of living and being. And what that does is it takes off the pressure, it takes off the feeling of obligation that you have to do anything. But if you're inspired, yay. And if you're not inspired, I've spent Thanksgiving, probably the last four Thanksgivings, probably at least four, by myself in the house, cooking nothing. Maybe I picked up a sandwich from Subway. And the reason why is because I was actually deprogramming myself, unlearning what I learned, sitting with that, being alone and being okay being alone and being by myself, being okay with solitude. What if I want to meditate on every holiday, spend the whole day in silence? What if I wanted to do that? Freedom, people. The freedom is always your choice. Your decisions in every moment on how you want to feel is your choice. The words that come out of your mouth and your intention are your choice. There are two types of people. Well, actually, there's more than two types of people, but there's two types main. There's an energy of satisfaction, and there's an energy of dissatisfaction. And the energy of satisfaction equals happiness. And the energy of I'm dissatisfied with what's going on in my life and what's going on in the world, that energy of dissatisfaction. Both have a choice. You can choose to feel any way you want, but it's your practice of your choices that will determine your happiness. What are you practicing on a daily basis? Are you focusing on what's wrong? Or are you focusing on how can I grow? How can I look at this same situation with different eyes? It's really that simple. It's simple, but it's a difficult practice. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Actually, my email, I've changed phones and that email is not working now. But anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington, Facebook, Reality Spirituality Facebook page. It's called Reality Spirituality. Go to that Facebook page and like it. Thank you. My book, The Truth About Happiness, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is on Amazon. You can go to that Amazon and purchase that first book. My second book is coming out probably next year, called Program for Unhappiness. But before I sign off, I want you all to remember who you are. You are a physical example of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Your purpose is to grow. Your purpose is to be more conscious. Your purpose is to expand. Your purpose is to climb to a level of awareness that you didn't have last week. Your purpose is always to grow. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you next week live on the other side. Reality Spirituality. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.